See, I'm an elected official. I'm on the soil and water in Anoka County. So you take an oath, you know, that's going to uphold the Constitution, uphold the laws, and, you know, take care of the taxpayers, basically. So that always weighs heavily with me. And I mm-hmm. think that when we are spending taxpayers' money, we're elected. We do not have authority to levy. Mm-hmm. And the managers are appointed, and they have the authority to levy. So I always feel very responsible to continue my involvement at Rice Creek, at least because mm-hmm. they want to have a citizen advisory. So that's where, and you ask me why if you don't live physically in the district, can you be in it? Well, I think I'm the representative on the soil and water, which is, that's a county government basis. It's not a county government, but it's based on the physical boundaries of the county. And watershed mm-hmm. management is watershed. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it ends up that we don't have a person on the board who lives physically in Rice Creek. I'm the closest one to it, so that's my area. I'm very close.